This is GMJ Audio from the Georgian Medical Journal News. New antibiotic combinations show promise against resistant urinary tract infections. Two experimental antibiotic combinations demonstrated comparable efficacy to standard therapy for complicated urinary tract infections and acute kidney infections in a major clinical trial, offering potential new treatment options against antimicrobial-resistant pathogens. The Phase 3 Integral 1 trial tested cefepime nacubactam and aztreonam nacubactam against the established therapy, imipenem cilastatin. Non-inferiority demonstrated both experimental combinations match standard therapy efficacy in Phase 3 trial. Treatment response rates in complicated UTI trial. Composite clinical and microbiological success rates by treatment arm. Percent of patients. Imipenem cilastatin, control, 88%, cefepime nacubactam, 85%, aztreonam nacubactam, 83%. Source: The Lancet 2024. Georgian Medical Journal News. Trial design addresses urgent clinical need. The double-blind randomized Phase 3 trial enrolled patients with complicated urinary tract infections, cUTI, or acute uncomplicated pyelonephritis across multiple centers. The study, published in The Lancet, focused on addressing infections caused by antimicrobial-resistant gram-negative bacteria. Both experimental combinations incorporate nacubactam, a novel beta-lactamase inhibitor designed to overcome resistance mechanisms in problematic pathogens. The trial specifically evaluated these treatments against established therapy with imipenem cilastatin, currently considered standard care for resistant infections. Further research on clinical updates continues to address antibiotic resistance challenges. Safety profiles comparable across treatment arms. Safety analysis revealed similar adverse event rates between the experimental combinations and the control group. According to the study published in The Lancet, treatment-emergent adverse events occurred at comparable frequencies across all three treatment arms, with no unexpected safety signals identified. The most commonly reported side effects included gastrointestinal symptoms and infusion site reactions, consistent with known profiles of beta-lactam antibiotics. Serious adverse events showed no significant differences between treatment groups, supporting the overall tolerability of both nacubactam-containing combinations. Resistance implications for clinical practice. The trial results hold particular significance for treating infections caused by extended-spectrum beta-lactamase (ESBL)-producing bacteria and other resistant pathogens. Both cefepime nacubactam and aztreonam nacubactam demonstrated activity against resistant gram-negative organisms that frequently cause urinary tract infections. Healthcare professionals following pharmacy and prescribing developments may find these results particularly relevant. Regulatory pathway and future availability. The positive trial results support regulatory submissions for both experimental combinations, though approval timelines remain uncertain. If approved, these combinations would expand treatment options for complicated urinary tract infections, particularly those caused by resistant organisms. Clinical implementation would require careful consideration of appropriate patient selection and resistance testing protocols to optimize therapeutic outcomes. Both cefepime nacubactam and aztreonam nacubactam demonstrated non-inferiority to imipenem cilastatin for treating complicated urinary tract infections and acute uncomplicated pyelonephritis. Integral 1 trial investigators, The Lancet 2024. Key takeaways: two experimental antibiotic combinations showed comparable efficacy to standard therapy in Phase 3 trial. Safety profiles were similar across all treatment groups with non-expected adverse events. Results support potential new options for treating resistant gram-negative infections. Regulatory approval processes will determine future clinical availability. Frequently asked questions: what makes these antibiotic combinations different from existing treatments? Both combinations include nacubactam, a novel beta-lactamase inhibitor designed to overcome resistance mechanisms in gram-negative bacteria. This allows the primary antibiotics to remain effective against resistant pathogens that would normally break down conventional treatments. When might these new treatments become available to patients? Availability depends on regulatory approval processes, which can take time after submission. The positive phase 3 results support regulatory filings, but approval timelines remain uncertain pending comprehensive review. Which patients would benefit most from these new antibiotic options? These treatments would primarily benefit patients with complicated urinary tract infections or kidney infections caused by resistant gram-negative bacteria. They offer particular value when current antibiotics fail due to resistance mechanisms. The successful completion of the Integral 1 trial represents a significant step forward in addressing antimicrobial resistance in urinary tract infections. As healthcare systems worldwide grapple with rising resistance rates, these novel combinations could provide clinicians with valuable new tools for treating challenging infections, pending regulatory approval and clinical implementation guidelines. Source: efficacy and safety of cefepime nacubactam and aztreonam nacubactam compared with imipenem cilastatin for complicated urinary tract infection or acute uncomplicated pyelonephritis, Integral 1, a double-blind randomized phase 3 trial. At context, antibiotic combinations show promise against resistant urinary tract infections. Description: new antibiotic combinations cefepime nacubactam and aztreonam nacubactam show promise against resistant UTIs in phase 3 Integral 1 trial results. Author: AdType Organization, name: GMJ Editorial Team. Publisher: AdType Organization, name: GMJ News, Georgian Medical Journal. Date published: 2026-05-21. Date modified: 2026-05-21.